Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
7 after 8, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Latest word on cheese. The latest word on cheese. It has been unfairly maligned for so many years, because the latest word on cheese is that it's not bad for you after all. There have been several recent major studies in the past decade that found cheese got an unfair reputation because of the misguided anti-fat guidelines of the 1980s and 90s. And those studies found that what really makes you gain weight are things like refined grains, potatoes.
So is this just about making you fat, or is this about, you know, the nutritional value of cheese? Because cheese that's really processed, that can't be good.
No, and they acknowledge that in the study, anything processed, including processed meats, refined grains, things like that, did not cause people... What made you gain weight were things like that. Cheese itself did not cause people to gain weight, and sometimes it even helps people lose fat.
Oh, nice to know.
The dean of the Tufts School of Nutrition Science in Massachusetts says, quote, there is almost no evidence cheese causes weight gain, and in fact, there's evidence that it's neutral at worst. They went on to say there's no evidence that cheese is linked to cardiovascular disease, and in some studies, it's even a little bit associated with lower risk. And then for diabetes, again, it's at worst neutral and maybe protective.
Well, that's really good. I have some friends that make cheese, and they were telling me that the cheeses that have, like, hey, that cheese is orange. Like, it's usually added. So, like, white cheeses are the ones that are more
pure
to, you know, you didn't put stuff in it.
More natural.
Yeah.
The cheddar, the white cheddar that I had on my sausage, egg, and cheese wrap this morning.
I love white cheddar. It is
delicious. What was the other thing? Oh, and I had kind of I wouldn't call it an idea. It was just out of necessity, because all we had in the fridge is making an omelet the other day last week when I was off. And we had, do you like herbed brie? Have you ever had it? You know, it's just.
I don't, there's most cheeses that I always like. I don't.
But it's
not
it's
a cheese.
So
I don't
good.
I
mean,
a cheese, I mean, I don't like.
Herbed brie, it looks like a little great slice of pie almost. You know, it kind of comes in a wedge, and it's got like that, you know, outer, what do they call it? Like the rind. But inside it's kind of soft and.
Spread it on something.
Yeah,
I
so
love brie,
I put it
yeah.
in as my omelet cheese with some.
Hell yeah.
And then I crisped up some prosciutto, and it was fantastic.
Like you like you smeared the cheese inside the omelet? Is it that soft?
Well, you know how sometimes it just kind of oozes out the sides, so if you put weight on it, and so I just kind of sliced that around, and I laid that in.
Nice.
And just add a little crispy prosciutto. And
don't you feel like cheese is its own food group too, though?
Yes.
It could be.
Because there's like the spicy ones, the soft ones, the ones that are super pungent-y.
Just funkies. So many things you can do with cheese.
So if your neighborhood Kroger has a Murray cheese shop.
It's the best.
It really is. That's one of my favorites. What else do we have here in the world of food? The fried chicken wars that started in late 2019 are back, kids. Yeah, you recall Popeye's chicken sandwich was a home run, still very popular. So I guess whatever temporary armistice that all the fast food restaurants signed for the pandemic has expired, because Taco Bell is now throwing their hat in the ring. They just introduced a new fried chicken taco. It's a fried chicken breast wrapped in a puffy piece of flatbread with a chipotle sauce.
Ooh,
wow.
I'm down on that.
That sounds fancy.
For now, they're only available in the Nashville and Charlotte markets, but they're going to roll out nationwide later this year.
I don't think about chicken sandwiches, though, when I'm at the Taco Bell. You know?
Yeah, but there's a lot of Taco Bell KFC combo locations.
Oh, yeah.
I think of one in Norwood on Montgomery there that I've been to once or twice. I wonder if that's just out of convenience. Like, are they just grabbing a KFC chicken breast?
Because, you know, the Taco Bell menu isn't big enough. There aren't enough options there already.
What, like cheeseburgers and stuff?
I mean, am I the only one that gets overwhelmed at the Taco Bell drive-thru and just, you know, for lack of just, I'll just get what I always get.
You just pick a number. You're like, I just want the 4.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I'm the same
way. Just put lots of sour cream on it. I'll be fine.
I feel the same way about, like, I haven't been to Taco Bell in quite some time, but I always feel like I have to order one of the numbers because they go from like 1 to 15.
Yeah.
And that's the easiest way to just say,
you just get whatever.
Give me that.
Yeah.
So, where was it? Is it Alabama? Where'd they find these? Yeah, it was. It was a frozen creek. Crop circles.
Yes. The aliens.
Yeah. What do aliens do if they want to make crop circles, but the entire United States is covered in snow? Well, what do you do in a situation like that when you're an alien? You know,
you find another space.
A woman in Rogersville, Alabama, looked outside last week at a 200-foot-wide frozen creek outside of her house. It was covered with large, mysterious circles in the ice. Now, there are two theories about that. One, aliens, obviously. Two, is that the ice often gets those lines when the moving water starts swirling as it freezes.
Mm.
So it's not as sexy as the aliens option, but that's what it sounds like right there.
Oh, you laugh.
When it's forming.
Oh, you laugh.
I saw this. Okay, so I saw this. I follow the Great Parks of Hamilton County on Instagram.
Yep.
And they actually did something about, like, that whole frozen water thing and what it looks like.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
And does it kind of look like crop circles?
It does a little bit, yeah. I'm wondering if maybe that. See, I'll show it to you.
All right.
They had a whole explanation about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I will keep you guys posted because I'm watching a show right now and a guy is talking about how he did autopsies on aliens. So
I bet you are.
I'll let you know.
First, let's check the roads. Here's Toria now with your latest Q102 traffic. All right. Hello, Jen.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the 1K letter of the day. How are you?
Goodness. I'm doing good. How are you guys this morning?
Doing awesome.
Not bad.
What's going on in your world?
I'm just working from home today.
Have you been working from home every day?
I have since March.
Wow. How's it going?
It's going good. And I don't think there's any, I don't think we're going to be going back into the office. So, I mean, it's taking some getting used to. But I enjoy it.
They've talked about that. You know, a lot of businesses, they've discovered, you know, that they're able to function quite nicely without the added footprint of office space. What line of work are you in?
I work for Macy's Credit Services.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so before, did you used to go downtown to the Federated Office Building?
No, I wasn't downtown. I was in our Mason office.
I see.
Yeah.
And so you're able to do that all from home now, huh?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I like it. I do miss the people. But, I mean, it's nice being at home.
Like, if you wanted to, could you theoretically, you know, rent a house down in Key Largo and do your work from there if you wanted to?
Man.
I did hear that story yesterday, and I think right now I could.
Wouldn't that be sweet? I think that would be awesome.
Family obligations that are keeping you here right now in this cold weather?
I do. I have 3 little boys, which my mother is able to keep.
I was going to say, how little are they? They could probably fend for themselves while Mama goes to Florida.
So I have a 5-year-old. He's turning 5 today.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. And then I have 2-year-olds.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. You have twins?
I do. 2 identical boys. All boys.
Oh, Jesus.
You sound so perky right now. How is that even possible any time of the day when you have 2-year-old twins?
I'm only good for maybe the first 2 hours.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. That
makes sense.
We must be in that first couple hours because it sounds like you got the temperament.
You're on it.
How awesome. Your mom watches them too. That's great.
Yeah, it's amazing. I wouldn't be able to do it any other way.
Yeah.
I know. Well, you know what? Let's get you $1,000 so you can buy a airline ticket and an Airbnb for a few days. We'll get you the hell out of Dodge, girl. All right.
Yes.
You're going to have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with the letter of the day. Please don't repeat any of your answers and pass quickly. That is the key to this game.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So your letter today is the letter F, as F. in Frank.
Okay.
Frankfurter. Airfield. Fun.
I know.
Fickle.
I know. Farting people.
Farting, right?
Oh, yes.
Farfignugan.
Oh, my goodness.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Filibuster.
I hope you wrote all those down, Jen.
Feel free to use them.
I didn't. I thought you guys said S at first. And I was like, oh, what a great letter.
I know. That's why I use words as examples.
Well, F is a good word. We've had people get 9, I think, before. Fritch, didn't you get 9 with the letter F?
Yes, I did. And the only thing I couldn't think of was like a candy. And if that comes up again, say Fun Dip.
Finley Market. Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
You might surprise yourself with the letter F here as I look over this list, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm putting 30 seconds on the clock over here, and we won't start the timer until Jen finishes asking the first question, so you have your full 30 seconds.
All right, Jen, here we go.
Pass quickly.
Something dumb, with the letter F, something dumb you've seen on social media.
Fishing.
Something illegal.
Fighting.
Something blue.
Pass.
A job.
Flight attendant.
A feeling.
Frightened.
A sandwich.
A fruit salad. A
cleaning product.
Fantastic.
A pet name.
Fluffy.
A city.
Florence.
Something warm.
Pass.
Something blue.
Ford.
Oh, you're blue great.
You had eight. Oh.
Dang, girl.
Oh, my God. Something blue and something warm.
Florida's warm.
Oh, yes. I said fluids. I don't know why it did pop to my head. Fluids. Oh, man. Yeah.
I got to try this fruit salad sandwich, though. It sounds good.
I know.
Hey, I will say I'll do a peanut butter and pear sandwich, peanut butter and apple sandwich.
Peanut butter banana. Yeah.
There you go.
You know, they also make that fruit salad when you go to parties that they mix together with cinnamon and some other jazz, and you eat it on a pita chip. But there's no reason why you couldn't put that on bread.
I agree.
I know. I was just thinking very quickly.
I know. That was great. You did great.
Yeah, wonderful.
You
did a great job.
You need to play again because you were on it.
Trying. We'll see. Maybe one day. It's really hard to get through. This is my second time playing, so definitely an improvement from the last time.
Oh, good. What letter did you have last time?
The letter M.
M.
M as in Michael.
There you go. Yeah.
Madness.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was a beautiful showing today.
Jen. Absolutely. Very good.
Well done.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.